Today I want to talk about two things that are very similar, actually, but I want to point them out. There's a spot right there. Alrighty, so good to see everybody. I want to talk about the Word of God, and I want to talk about the words of Jesus. So what is this in my hand right here? It's my Bible, right? The congregation brings the Bible. So what do we often call this? The Word of God. Have you heard that before? You're nodding yes, but you seem unsure. The Word of God, this is what I want to start. God made us, right? And then God loves us. Don't you know what this says? God speaks to us, right? So what's in this book? Everything that Jesus has done. That's exactly right. That's a nice definition of the Bible. Exactly. Thank you. So the Word of God, let me ask you this. There's many words in here. How many of the words you hear are the words from God? All of them, right? Congregation, all of them. And that's why we love this book. We esteem it. We read it. We learn it. So all of it is the words of God. But I would say some of them are extra special. They're the words of Jesus. Have you guys seen this before? Many Bibles. Some of the letters are in black. And some are in red. You see all the letters are in red? All the letters are in red are things that Jesus said. Today, our gospel lesson, certainly there aren't all the red letters. Those are words that Jesus himself spoke. So Jesus came to earth to be the Savior, and then when he spoke, people wrote this down for us to read. Our gospel lesson in Matthew chapter 5, the only thing that's not red is the part that says, and Jesus sat down to teach them. And then the rest, that's Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to turn the page, I'm going to be in Matthew chapter 6. Look what's going on there. How many red letters in there? Matthew chapter 6. All of them, right? The only thing that isn't is the little section headings. There's chapter 6. There's chapter 7. How many red letters are those? All of them. Again, Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7 is one sermon that Jesus spoke called the Sermon on the Mount. You know that? So the whole Bible is the what? Word of God. And all the red letters are what? Words of Jesus. So Jesus had things to say, and we want to learn those words, right? And mom and dads, we want to share those words with our kids or grandma and grandpa. So we look at all the words of the Bible. We love God's book. We love his word to us, but the words of Jesus are extra special even inside those words. And so we hear what he has to say and what he has done for us and what he has to tell us about his love and, of course, his cross and his salvation for us, right? So Word of God, words of Jesus, we always want to hear and learn them, right? All right, you guys can, thanks for coming. You can head back to your spots. And,